Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
This is pretty cool. Downtown, always growing, especially around the arena. New things popping up all the time. The Canadian Ice House has just been announced as one of the next things that's going to pop up there, which sounds to be pretty badass. It's the guys that have the brew houses that are the minds behind it, and they do a lot of unique stuff, so this shouldn't surprise us, but it sounds like you're going to get free skate sharpenings while you're there. It's going to pop up where the bus stop was.
And what is it? It's just a hangout to get your skates sharpened?
No, it's like a massive pub. So it'll be three floors. It'll have the biggest rooftop patio I've heard in Canada. Definitely the biggest in Edmonton, like 10,000 square feet.
How big's 10? What would you compare 10,000 square feet to? Like a Costco?
Like an infield of a baseball diamond, probably.
Crazy.
Or like a third of a football field.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to find the bathroom.
2.5 McDonald's.
Okay.
You got it?
No, I got it.
All right. There's going to be an outdoor skating rink in that area. So while you're having your lunch, you can get your skate sharpened and then go out and enjoy that. It just sounds like it's going to be screens everywhere, a new place to hang out downtown.
Wow, that's really cool.
But yeah, 10,000 square foot rooftop patio sounds pretty awesome. I can't wait to go and then forget about some of the night.
I forget your skates there.
Right.
What do you like best in the bedroom based on your star sign, your zodiac sign? Let's see if these are accurate.
So. Does Virgo say feet? I'm a Virgo.
We know.
All right.
All right. Aries. You're a passionate lover, but can sometimes take it too far? You treat sex as if it's some sort of physical challenge.
Okay. So, any Aries in the house?
And if you're dating an Aries, is that true? Do they sometimes take it too far where you're like, I don't know.
Calm it down a little bit. Yeah, all right.
Sagittarius, you like to be the giver. You are the complete opposite of a Virgo, which is Ryder in the bedroom. Okay, I promise I didn't write that. I swear on our friendship.
What does Virgo say?
Oh, get to it.
No, get to it now.
No, I'm not done. As a Sagittarius, you really don't like having a routine to fall back on. You hate when people get too predictable in the bedroom. So the opposite of a Virgo. Just kidding. You want me to do yours next? You're screwing up my order here.
No, just keep going in order.
Okay. Libras. You like it pretty regular, nothing fancy, nothing too crazy. And you want to get to know the people that you're getting into bed with.
Sounds like most of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, they were all Libras. Scorpio, the most sexual out of all the signs. I think we all knew that. Because Scorpios are like manipulative, right? They're the most disliked. I don't mean to be rude, but it's true.
I've ignored anything that has to do with astrological. Is that what they're called?
Astronomical, you mean?
Yeah.
Get it right.
Thanks. The signs... Like, ever since I was young, it just doesn't make sense to me.
I love it. Scorpios, you don't really like to open up much, but when you're having sex, that's when you release everything. So everything's bottled up until they're in the bedroom. Sounds terrifying.
And awesome. Scorpios, feel free to shoot us a text, 780-784-7107.
Go and manipulate Ryder a little bit. All right, Virgo, which is what Ryder's sign is.
What's up, ladies?
Virgos play by the rules. They are actually quite complex, though, with how they act in the bedroom. As a Virgo, you really want to make sure that it's both physical and emotional. You really like to build on intimacy, and you don't like to rush anything.
Mm.
Is that true? Except, see, you're the taker. You're not the giver. Like the
That's not what that
Sagittarius
says.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Gemini.
Feeling attacked.
By the way, I'm an Aquarius. We'll get to that last. Geminis, you are always down for an adventure. You are very interesting because you don't limit yourself to just the bedroom. You like to explore out of it often. Whoa.
You like to explore out, like go for a hike first?
Yeah, maybe. No, I think they like do it in like an outhouse.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Cancer, you are very emotional. As a Cancer, it can be very difficult for you to get aroused when you know you don't have that emotional connection with a person.
Sarah is just texting in and said, I'm a Cancer. What's mine about? There you go, Sarah.
There you go, Sarah. And are we right? Pisces, you are the type of person who would want to have a romantic, who would want to have romantic music playing while you are doing it. You
like
always
this?
Want to set the mood right.
Yeah,
the sexy music, maybe light some candles. The hopeless romantic of all zodiac signs is the Pisces.
Come on with it.
Capricorn loves a bit of adventure. You have incredible stamina. All right, Capricorns, let's hear from you. For the ones in the back, raise your hand. Leo.
It says that they like it in the back?
No. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Leo, you really want all the attention to be on you. You want to be told just how amazing you are in bed while you're doing it. Is that true? You need that confidence?
Doesn't everybody like that?
Taurus. No, some people are shy. They don't like people commenting on stuff like that. Taurus, you are a no-nonsense person when it comes to sex. You get straight to the point. There's a process and you like to follow it to the dot. You don't like surprises. You stick to what you know.
All right.
And last but not least, the Aquarius. The most perfect lover out of all the zodiac signs. I'm an Aquarius.
Does it actually say that though?
Aquarius, you are not an emotional lover. That's probably the simplest and safest way to put it. As an Aquarius, when you're making love with someone, there is really little love there. It's a pure act of physical pleasure to you. Sometimes you'd even be willing to have multiple participants. What? No. Just to spice things up. Also, you're perfect just the way you are.
Okay. Does it say anything about snacks in bed?
Because
I would imagine that goes with the sign.
Lot of goldfish cracker crumbs.
You bet you better like goldfish cracker crumbs on your back. What do you do to stay a little happier?
I follow every page that posts puppies.
Oh, I've started unfollowing some of those on your page when you go to the bathroom.
What?
Just because it's too disruptive for the show. You get locked in and then you end up in a black hole of just looking at pictures of puppies and not focusing. So
I was wondering why Blue Tick Companions hasn't been showing up a lot.
Yeah, once you started getting into specific breeds, it seemed like a lot. But a surprising amount of people are saying water is the biggest game changer for them.
Like swimming?
The details, no, like drinking water. The details on this survey are fairly surprising to me. So they polled 2,000 adults, which is a very large poll as far as those go. This is North Americans. And it said those that drank a lot of water were far more happy. So let me get into the exact stats here. 3 times more likely to feel happy if you drink enough water in a day. The results showed that 67% of respondents who drank more than enough water evaluated themselves as very happy, whereas only 21% of those who didn't drink enough water said that they were very happy. So it literally seems like it's the biggest thing that you can do.
And why do you think that's the case?
Just your body's running right.
You're hydrated. You're getting up a lot more to go to the bathroom, but you have energy when you do it. So you're smiling at people when you go. You're not frowning.
Well, and I think when I talk to most of my adult friends, I would say 75% of them are like dehydrated. Everybody I know complains about not being able to drink enough water.
Oh.
Like getting to the 8 cups a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a myth, you know. I read a study that was like, you don't need to have 8 cups a day. You just have to drink when you know your body needs water.
No, because if I did that, if I didn't stick to like 8 cups a day, I would have maybe a glass of water a day. A sip here and there.
That's why you got to purchase a really cool cup. Like those big ones with the built-in straw from Starbucks.
Oh, yeah?
Then you're constantly filling it.
There you go. That's one good tip. I have some other ways for you to drink more water coming up that I actually think are super smart and you may have not thought of before. But get drinking that water.
Okay. I'm going to get a glass right now.
Good. Because you need to cheer up. No, I'm just kidding. Like, just drink more water. I think we can all take that advice.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? You drink a bunch more water. You don't feel as happy as you want to still, but you're healthier. You're, like, pooping better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Your pee is clear. It's always an accomplishment.
So I have some tips that I found on ways to drink more water. And these are good ones. There was like 29 of them. I thought a bunch of them were garbage and wouldn't work. But I rounded it down to a few of my favorites. Adding flavor to your pitcher can go a long way. Like if you've ever been at KB and Co., they always have a flavored water on tap there.
It's like cucumber water.
Or the one time I was in there, I think they had zucchini in there. They've had pineapple in there.
Yum.
Anyway, it's amazing. So just keep a jug in your fridge that's a little bit flavored. That goes a long way. Next up, drink a glass after every bathroom break.
Huh.
Which I think makes a lot of sense. Plus, you'll end up washing your hands for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the water's running. Anyway, I thought that was good. Drink one for one when you're drinking alcohol.
So it's so hard to do.
Every second drink is a glass of water. I know, because I'm already like bloated.
Yeah.
The last thing, I'm not thirsty.
No.
So I don't know if that one's...
I do water shots.
Do you?
Yeah.
Every time you drain your glass, fill it back up, even if you don't have an intention of drinking it right away. That's a pretty good one. Probably waste a lot of water.
No, you end up drinking it eventually, right?
Okay.
If you're into like lukewarm water.
Right. Next up on ways to drink more water, salty snacks go a long way. If you think you're eating like some pretzels or almonds, salty almonds instead of chocolate, the last thing I want to do after I eat chocolate is chug a glass of water, but it tastes pretty good when you're eating salty snacks.
Mm-hmm. Or like a nice fat fountain pop.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is not ways to drink more fountain pop, though.
I know, but now I want salty popcorn and a big fat Pepsi.
Okay, that's not helping. Two more here. Drinking a glass of water every time you're waiting for your coffee to brew, which is a really good one, especially in a lot of workplaces where it just makes one coffee now, mm-hmm. and you're standing there for a minute and yeah. a half anyway.
Uh-huh.
Chug a glass of water.
Okay.
And finally, reward yourself. So maybe it's like dessert if you hit your goal by dinner. Maybe it's a vacation if you manage to reach your daily goals for 3 months straight.
I love those cups that you can buy that have the hourly, you should be down to here by now.
Mm-hmm.
You should have drank this much by now.
The only problem with those is like, if you're a little bit hungover and you wake up at noon, you're like, oh no, now I'm screwed.
Trying not to scream, my kids are in the back. We're going to be like, what's going on? Oh, my God.
We're going to grab your information from you in a sec. On hold for 2 minutes, okay?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Cute.
Next chance to win Celine Dion tickets tomorrow morning between 7:30 and 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a suggestion. Save our phone number into your phone and then you got it.
Yep.
780-784-7107. Good luck to everyone.
All right, so really exciting for Edmonton, the downtown farmers market. I mean, they had to close it every time winter came around, but they're changing the location. So it's going to be permanently at 97th Street and 103rd A Avenue. All the details are on our Power at power107.ca.
All right, and finally, Frozen 2 has released teases of some of the songs that are going to be in the movie.
Not only that, but Kacey Musgraves, Panic at the Disco, and Weezer will be performing brand new songs on the soundtrack as well. But this is like Anna's song, and Olaf has a new song.
Here are the two that your kids are going to make you play over and over and over again. First, the one from Anna.
Just do the next right thing. Take a step. Step again. It is all that I can to do the next right thing.
All right, and Olaf's.
This will all make sense when I am older. Someday I will see that this makes sense.
I think both of these songs are really good for parents to be able to quote. Because when your kid does something stupid, you can either say,
yes,
just do the next right thing.
Olaf always says, children, this will all make sense when you get older.
Now go to your room. So, is school a place for sick kids? Fairly heated debate at 780-784-7107. This text says, how can I possibly think of sick kids at school when I'm screaming, I want it that way on the way to work? Kirk says, I believe kids should be going to school with a cold. Yeah.
I mean, every child has a cold in September and October. That's just science.
Right. And it helps build other kids' immune systems.
Yeah, okay. It's funny because I have a lot of teacher friends, almost too many teacher friends, because that's all they talk about are their students. And I'm like, I can't relate. I don't have children. But they're all sick. With the first week of school, they all had a cold. My girlfriend Jen had to get a sub the first week of school.
Ah, like did she go to Subway, Mr. Sub?
You know what I mean? And she told me that she has to get up extra early as a teacher on days that she can't go into work, write out the plan for the substitute.
Right.
It's almost more work, right? And then you're super stressed at home being like, are they learning what I want them to be learning?
This text says a cold is okay, but nothing more intense. I have a bit of a different opinion on this.
Okay.
That it's impossible sometimes to not drop your kid off at school if they're a little bit sick. If my daughter caught wind that all she had to do was go like, I'm not feeling very good, and she wouldn't have to go to school, 2 days a week, she'd be pulling that.
It's so funny watching children, because I have nieces and nephews, and I'm around your daughter a lot too, and they're exactly like we were when we were kids. Mm. It's just a bit different now. Now they have their tablets and their YouTube, but we're all wanting to just stay home under a blanket, watching our favorite show and drinking ginger ale, because that cures everything.
Well, you're right.
Even it's true.
It also cares not wanting to go to school.
Yes.
So, I mean, I see both sides of this, but I also see a lot of aggressive parents that are like, if your kid even has the sniffles, I don't want to see them at school.
That's me as a parent for sure.
I know. To me, it's like, well, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. I went to my nephew's sport ball the other night or day on the weekend, and there was a kid there that was like sneezing, wiping their nose, and then touching the hockey stick and throwing the ball. And I was like, oh gosh, where are the wet wipes?
Yeah, well, that's it too, is if you are taking your kid to school and they might be sick, just equip them with what they need to not pass it around too much. I'm talking hand sanitizer, maybe a mask of some sort.
We need to develop a space for kids that have the sniffles. All right, if you got a cold today, you're going in Miss Evans' classroom.
Nobody
then
would.
It's like a bubble room.
No, because who would Miss Evans be?
Well, I would be me, but I'd have a separate room and I would talk through a microphone. They'd be quarantined.
What if we just had a fundraiser and every kid got their own hazmat suit? And if you even have
it
the
sniffles. It's not a bad idea.
There's a few things that, like, don't send your kid to school if you see a fever coming on.
If there's a fever that's been going on for 24 hours. If they have diarrhea. I picture myself as a mother. And I would be like, all right, I guess you're staying home for September. Because I can't be embarrassed and be that parent that all the other parents are like, it was that Evans chick. She sent her kids to school and they had the sniffles. Now we all have the sniffles.
Right. Well, everybody seems to blame, oh, that's where I got the germs from, was from that person. Come on, they're everywhere. Your body was just ready to have a cold. I don't know. Get the kids to school.
No!
Screw the teachers.
I will.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. That got some people fired up on the text line talking about sick kids in school. 780-784-7107.
Good morning. You're still taking about kids going to school sick?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a real strong opinion. I've worked at Edmonton Public for over 10 years, and I've never missed more work in my life. First of all, if your kid is coughing and sneezing, throwing up, and has diarrhea from their ankles all the way up to their hips, they should not be at school because I don't want to bring that home.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree with you. That sounds like a very sick kid.
Terrible.
That kid shouldn't be at school. He should be in the hospital.
Absolutely. My second opinion is that when you see us calling, you're just feeling guilty because you know you sent your kid to school sick and we're calling for you to pick them up. So you not answering the phone and only answering at 3 o'clock when the bell is about to ring,
oof,
that's you avoiding it.
I didn't know people did that.
Oh man, that is so juicy.
All the time. Thirdly, when you know your child has lice, bed bugs, or scabies.
What about pink eye?
You don't send them to... Oh, pink eye? Absolutely. You don't send them to school with a contagious disease like that. Now I'm bringing bed bugs into my home, and I have to fumigate my house.
Yeah, this is why I didn't become a teacher.
Wait a minute, and you're saying that you're getting more sick?
Absolutely. I'm working in a grade 7, grade 8 class right now, and I feel like I'm working in a pre-kindergarten room. No one knows how to cover their cough, how to use a Kleenex. The snot just runs from them, and it's green and yellow, and they're in grade 8, and they've never been taught anything, and nobody keeps them home, and it's ridiculous.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Stay single until you meet a guy who does these 70 things. That's why you're single.
Oh.
No, there's no guys who does all of these 70 things.
Right.
I've gone through the list and I found some of the ones that I think would bother you even. For example, he likes you best when you're in a t-shirt with your hair pulled back.
What? Have you ever seen me with my hair pulled back? I try to keep my hair in my face as much as possible.
Well, and also,
I dream of the day that I could pull off a slicked back ponytail.
Most girls no. I know, if you said to them when they're just in like a free t-shirt they got from a beer box and their hair's in a ponytail, it's like, you know what? This is when I find you most attractive. They'd be like, what?
Excuse you?
You know how much time I put into my outfit last weekend?
Do you know how expensive my makeup is?
All right. And then it says some things like, always pays for meals. Most ladies that I know these days have great jobs, want to go halfers, or at least get the meal every second time or third time. So that one doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Lets you order first.
Okay.
Most ladies that I've been on a date with are still deciding what they want after being there for 20 minutes, while I've already figured it out right when we got there.
Full rack of ribs, please. Extra gravy.
Stands when you excuse yourself from the table, one of the 70 things that you should wait to for a guy to do before you actually get in a relationship.
Stands up
when you excuse yourself from the table.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen a guy do that.
Well, does it? Wouldn't
like,
that
never.
Embarrass you? Like, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom, and the guy stands up. Like, hey, okay, just going to the crapper, are you? All right. Well, I'm going to sit back down. Like, you just... These things are ridiculous.
Is this a satire website?
No, and it's... The next generation is screwed. Like, if people are raising their daughters to think that they can check off all these 70 lists, they're going to all be very lonely deep into their 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you laugh until you're crying on a regular basis. So now he has to be a comedian as well? It's just...
It's hard to find someone that's really funny, but is also very attractive. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding! It was a joke. Because being attractive is on that list,
funny
right?
People are ugly.
I'm just kidding.
I tried to be perfect, but nothing was worth it.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.